Tonight, the show that makes lottery winners' dreams come true continues. We've flown these lottery winners to Las Vegas from every corner of the country.
Opa! Brooklyn in the house. Yeah.
For their chance to win $1 million.
Number two.
Now, they're going to push their luck.
Nice job.
Going to play on.
Take their chances.
You have to have the guts to let it go that far.
And play their hearts out.
We got mom's coin. We're going to rub that for luck.
To see who will get a shot at $1 million.
Five.
Yeah!
And you could be next if you buy an instant ticket from a participating retailer. Tonight, who will become the newest member of
the Monopoly Millionaire? Welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Our studio audience is very excited because every single lottery winner sitting in our stage tonight can win a fortune. Our audience has been divided into five sections, and one lucky lottery winner from each section is going to play a game for a prize of $100,000 that will be shared with their section if they win. How about that? At the end of the show, one of those five players has a chance to go for $1 million. All right, well, I'm excited to get going. You guys ready? All right, well, let's find our first player. Which section are they going to be coming from? It's going to be Dale from the wheelbarrow section. Well, welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club.
Thank you.
And where are you from?
I'm from West Palm Beach, Florida.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Paradise.
What do you think about this place out here?
This is awesome.
Yeah, and you were lucky enough to win.
More than
lucky. Flew you out here, and now I think you might have a chance to win some big dough.
I have my mom's lucky coin.
This is your mom's lucky coin? Well, I'm going to rub that for you, too.
Bingo with it.
Well, I hope we win you a bunch of dough.
Me too.
How about that? Are you ready to win some money?
I'm ready.
All right, let's play Parker. Right this way, my dear. All right, we're going to play Park It, and if you play it well, you could drive off with $100,000. Anything that you do win gets split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the wheelbarrow section, so they're going to be rooting for you all the way through. In front of you is the Monopoly parking garage. It has five levels. You'll also see 10 cars, okay? Each one is worth different amounts of money, from $1,000 all the way up to $10,000. You're gonna choose a car, and once we see what it's worth, then you must decide which level to park it on, okay? Here's the important part. You can never park a car below other cars worth less money. So, high value cars get parked towards the top, lower value ones get parked towards the bottom. You bank the value of each car that you park, and if you can successfully park cars on all five levels, how much are you going to win?
$100,000.
That sounds good to me. All right. Up there is Paige, and up there is Karina, and all we have to do for you is to pick a color. Which car would you want? We would like to see the pink car, Paige, if you would. How much is that pink car worth? $6,000, okay. All right, now, that's a pretty good deal. One choice, you made $6,000. Now, where do you think we should park that car? What number, what level floor? Remember, higher value cars you want towards the top,
right.
Lower values towards the bottom, and they are 1 through 10,000, 1,000 through 10,000. So where do you want to put that?
I'll go with three.
Three? Please park that car in three. Let's add $6,000 to your bank. Outstanding. All right. Now, no other car is going to be worth $6,000, okay? So, which, give me another color. What car would you have? No danger at all, right?
I'm going to go with dark blue.
Dark blue. All right, Karina, show us some big money. What's the dark blue car worth? Okay. Now, I am not not a genius, but that's the highest car out there. Where do you think we should put it? Put that on level 5 for us. All right, nice job. Good spacing, and guess what? $16,000 to the good, not bad. You're in no danger right now. You still got plenty of parking spaces left. How about we pick another car? What do you think?
I'm gonna go silver.
Silver. All right, Miss Page. Gail here would like to see how much the silver car is worth. $5,000. It's that pretty simple, if you ask me. Where would you like to park that on space 2?
2.
Put that parking garage 2, please. You are doing great, Gail. You're in no danger, okay? And let me tell you, put your bank up to $21,000, okay? You are 2 cars away from $100,000, okay? All right. You got the 5 and the 6 locked up. So if we get 7, 8, or 9, we put it in 4. If we get 1, 2, 3, and 4, put them on. All right, let's pick another car. Red? All right, Karina. How much is that red one worth? 7,000. All right, where would you like to park that car?
Four.
Put that car in number 4, please. All right. Now there's a little danger. So here's what we're gonna do. Yeah, let her know. If you go on, you pick an $8,000 or $9,000 car, your game is over.
Okay.
However, there are 4 that will win you $100,000. 2 of those cars are gonna end your game. Wheelbarrow section, what should you do? Play or stay? You want to ask the wheelbarrow section? What do you think? What color should you go for?
Green.
All right, green. We got mom's coin. Get mom's coin out. It's green. We're going to rub that for luck. Okay. Karina, we want to see the green car. And we want it to be worth $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000. How much is that green car worth, Karina?
Nelson from Orlando, Florida, plays the Florida Lottery, and he's enjoying Vegas for the first time ever. You here with your wife?
Yes, sir.
You both been enjoying it?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
You won't soon forget it, right?
Never forget it.
All right, well, let's get down to business here. The reason you're with us in Vegas is because you want to win $10,000, right, Nelson?
Definitely.
Okay, well, here's a dollar to start. Hopefully, these 6 keys will be your keys to turn that $1 to $10,000.
I hope so.
Now, 3 of those keys will add a 0 to your dollar. The other 3 will add 2 zeros. You can choose any 2 keys. Totally up to you. If they both have 2 zeros, you've got 10 grand. Which 2 keys would you like?
I would like A and E.
A and E belong to you, Nelson. Good luck. Let's start with A. How many zeros with A? You've got 1. Now we're going to go to E. Hopefully it's 2 zeros. How many with E? 2. How about $1,000?
Sounds good
to
me.
There you go. Gotta love Las Vegas, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
Thanks. Safe travels back to Orlando, Florida. Give our best to your wife.
I will. Thank you.
Take a short break, but we'll be right back with more winning on Monopoly Millionaire.
$100,000 winner, and I would like to give away some more money. So let's find where our next contestant will be coming from. Which section? It's gonna be Kai from the Battleship section. All right, hi, Kai. All right, Kai. Where are you from, my dear?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn in the house.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
And what would you do if you won a bunch of dough today?
I love pit bulls.
Pit bulls.
I'm a pit bull lover.
Okay.
But I'm deathly allergic of them.
Okay.
But I will open up a shelter for 1,000 of them anyway.
Really?
Yes.
All
absolutely.
Right. So a shelter for dogs.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Well, you ready to win some money?
Yay!
All
Yay!
Right, Kai. Let's play the block party Yay! Right this way. You are going to play Block Party, and you have a chance to win $100,000.
Yes.
Now, anything that you win will get split 50-50 with the lottery winners sitting in the battleship section, so they'll be rooting for you, okay? Here is the Monopoly board. There are 8 different color property sets. The brown set is worth $1,000, all the way around the board to the dark blues, which are worth $20,000. Here are 12 cards. 8 of them represent the 8 property sets on the board. You find one of those and you bank the amount of money that that set's worth. 3 of the cards up there are strike cards. You want to be careful of that because those are bad. And then there's one special card, the block party card. If you can find that, you can select both sets of properties on any one side of the board and bank all of that prize money for that block, okay? If you can find all 8 property sets, how much money are you gonna win?
$100,000.
Yay! I love that. Okay, pick a card for me. Which card would you like?
8.
Yes. All right. How about a big money property right away? Flip that card, Paige. $6,000. How about that?
Yay! All right.
One property set off the board. There are 8 cards that make you money, 3 cards that are bad. What would you like to pick?
5.
Miss Karina, please show us what's behind that 5 card.
Big money, please.
$4,000. Okay, very nice. So now your bank is worth $10,000. You're in no danger. Pick another card.
Ten.
All right, 10. All right, Karina, show us what's behind that 10 card. Big money. Another property set off the board. 5 property sets away from $100,000. So go ahead, which one would you like?
2.
All right, Paige, show us number 2.
2.
$5,000. Nice and done, okay?
Yay.
All right,
excellent. Yay.
Your bank is $16,000. You haven't even had your first strike yet, so pick another card. What do you think?
3,
she said with agony. All right, Miss Paige, show us something good. But that's okay. That's only your first strike, okay? That's like a warning strike. Nothing penalizes you,
right?
Okay? The second strike cuts your money in half. The third strike will end your game. However, you have 5 of those cards up there that are good and gonna make you money. There's only 2 that are bad. You can play on with that $16,000 and try to run it up into $100,000, or you could take that money, split it with the lottery winners in your section, 8 for you, 8 for them. Oh. What would you like to do?
I'm going to play on.
All right, Kai's gonna play on, so pick us another number, Kai. What do we got?
1.
Come on, block party. Let's redeem that strike. What do we got, Paige? Second strike, that's gonna cut your bank in half. 5 of those cards are good. There's only 1 bad card, but that 1 bad card does end your game. So, would you like to split that money with your lottery winners in your section, or would you like to play on?
Gone.
You're gone, she's gone. You might lose your money.
That's all right.
All right, you're here to play. All right, okay. Which one you want?
4.
4, the number 4 card, please. All right, Karina, show us some good news. Yeah! All right, okay. We're back in the same boat. 4 good cards, 1 bad card. But that 1 bad card does end your game. However, you're 3 property sets away from $100,000. And if you get the block party card, you can knock 2 of those off right like that. Battle. battleship section. What should she do? Stay or go? What do you think? Are you gonna go? Kai is fearless. She is going. Okay, my dear. Which card would you like to pick next? You're going.
Six.
Number six. Number six. Show us some good news, Karina. Show us some good news now. Did you have a good time playing,
Elise?
And you've been out here in Las Vegas. And guess what? I want you to stick around because there is a chance that you might be able to play for $1 million later in the game, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for being a great contestant,
no problem.
Okay?
Thank
you. We'll be right back with a little more Monopoly Millionaires Club. Welcome back to the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Let's find our next contestant. Which section are they going to be coming from? Tony from the cat section. All right. Hello, Tony. How are you, my friend? All right.
Yeah.
The section's ready for you to win some money. All right, Tony, where are you from, my friend?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
And but originally from Greece.
Greece, right.
I came here when I was 15 years old on a ship named Christopher Columbus.
Well, how about that, man?
Hoppa!
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 You excited to be here?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to win you some money, all right? I want to win you some money, so maybe you take a trip back to Greece.
What Absolutely.
How about that?
Hey,
on a
why
big
not?
Boat named Tony. What do you think about that? Let's do that. Let's play the community chess right this way. Let's see if you can find in those community chests $100,000. All right, anything you win gets split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the cat section. So they're going to be. Okay. The 10 community chests in front of you are filled with amounts ranging from $500 all the way up to $5,000. Once you pick a chest, we're going to see what's inside, and best of all, that money is yours. Then the amounts in the remaining chests are going to double, and you'll have a big decision to make. You can keep the money you've won, or you can give it back to me to choose another community chest. Here's the catch. If the next chest holds less money than the one that you gave back, the game will be over, and you won't win anything, okay?
I understand.
All right, the unopened chests are going to keep doubling all the way up to the top prize of $100,000. All right, my friend, are you ready?
Yes.
Pick your first community chest, my friend.
Number seven.
All right, Karina, show us what's in the community chest number seven. Big money. How about $1,500?
Hoppa.
Not bad.
Hoppa.
All right, one chance, one chest, $1,500 in the bank just like that. But let's make it a little more interesting. How about we double those amounts?
All right.
Here we go. So now, my friend, keep the money you've won, or you can give it back and choose another community chest. But if the next chest holds less money than the one that you gave back, the game is over. You don't win anything. So your decision, do you want to give that $1,500 back to me and keep playing?
Take it back.
There you go. Take that $1,500 out of the bank. I need you to pick another chest for me, my friend.
Number nine.
Now, you gave back $1,500. Let's hope this is not less than that. Anything but $1,000, Karina, please. Well done, Tony. Now let's make it even more interesting. Double those amounts, please. Oh, how about that, man? One of those chests holds $20,000. Now, your bank is at $8,000 right now. If you give it back, there are six chests that are going to make you money. Two will end your game. So you can take that $8,000, split it with the lottery winners in the cat section, or you can give me back $8,000.
Take it back.
Pick another chest. I want to see you pick a big one. Pick a big one.
Number two.
Number two. Paige, what is in community chest number two? $18,000.
Come on.
How about that? $18,000. Let's stir the pot a little. How about we double those amounts?
Yeah.
Okay, my friend. Four good chests, three bad. So it gets a little trickier here. Look at those amounts, though. That's $40,000, $28,000, $24,000. Or take that $18,000, you split it with the lottery winners in your section. Tony, you want to play it safe? Or you want to go on, my friend?
Take it back.
Take it back. There's no fear. Take that money. He is confident.
Boom.
All right, my man, pick another one. How about that $40,000 chest? Pick that one.
Number five.
Number five. I hope number five is a big one, my friend. All right, Paige, show us anything but that four, that eight, or that $16,000 chest, okay? Oh, I am so sorry, but that chest was worth less money than the one you gave back. You've been a great contestant, my friend.
Thank you very
Stick
much.
Around because you may have a chance to play for $1 million later in the game.
I will. Thank you.
And if you guys would like a chance to come here to Las Vegas to play the Monopoly Millionaires Club, take a look at this.
Do you have your ticket to Vegas? Ask your local lottery retailer for a Monopoly Millionaires Club instant ticket today. It could land you here on our stage playing for $1 million.
Welcome back to the Monopoly Millionaires. Hey, let's find our next contestant. I am ready to give some more money away. It's gonna be Jeff from the dog section. All right. How are you, sir?
Good,
good, good. Right here for me. Welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires
Thank
Club.
You.
And where are you from, Jeff?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. What do you do out there in Rhode Island?
I work for a telephone company.
You work for the telephone company?
I climb poles.
Oh, you climb the poles?
I climb the poles.
You're a brave man. Are you a risk taker?
I am.
Climb those poles? Yeah,
yes,
I guess so. Well, let me tell you something. We had a $100,000 winner at the top of the show. I haven't won anybody any money since. I want you to win some money.
Definitely.
Are you ready to win some money?
I am ready.
All right, let's play Advance to Boardwalk. Right over here, my friend. This is Advance to Boardwalk, and with just a few rolls of the dice, you could win $100,000, all right? Now, anything that you win does get split 50-50 with the lottery winners in the dog section, so they are gonna be rooting for you, okay? There you go. You roll this die and advance that number of spaces. Each space is worth a different amount of money, and every space you land on adds that money to your bank. The object of the game is to land exactly on Boardwalk, because if you can land exactly on Boardwalk, how much are you gonna win?
$100,000,
all right? But there is a little danger along the way, because you can never roll the same number twice. If you do, game is over and you lose all your money, okay? Now, Jeff, you do have this roll again token. You can use it once if you need it. But once that's gone, any roll could be your last. You ready?
I am ready.
All right, my friend. Let's get rolling towards Boardwalk at $100,000. So grab that die, and let's make you some money. Give it a good roll. Let it hit that back wall, my friend. Nice job. Nice job. Three. All right, Paige, if you would, three spaces, please. One, two, three. $3,000 in the bank. Okay, now I'm gonna ask Karina to take the three off the die, please. The three is the only number we don't want you to roll, but you're in no danger right now. You still have your roll again token, but don't roll that three again. Roll another number, okay? Nice. A one. All right, you get the little ones out of the way quick. One more space, please, Paige. One. All right, and you know, you only move one space, but guess what? You added $4,000 to your bank. That's $7,000. All right, Miss Karina, would you please take the one off the die? All the other numbers alive. You still have your roll again token. You're in no danger. Roll another good number. No red, no red. Two. All Two spaces, please, Paige. One, two. All right, let's make that bank $13,000. Well, you are pretty methodical, Jeff. You got the one, the two, and the three gone. Now, you are still in no danger. Three numbers gone. You are eight spaces away from Boardwalk, but unfortunately, no combination of your remaining rolls will get you there. But you can still win more money. You still have your roll again token, so there's no danger here. But don't hit one of those numbers that's already been played. One, two, or three are off the board. Okay, give us another roll, Jeff. Give us another roll. Come on, buddy, you can do it. Let's get a good one. Oh, okay. All right, well, guess what? You're gonna use your roll again and you're not in any danger. However, now you need to make a decision. If you go forward and you roll one, two, or three, your game is over and you lose your money. Or you could take that $13,000 and split it with the lottery winners in your section. What would you like to do? Dog section, what do you think? $13,000 is a lot of money. I don't want to tell you what to do. It's up to you. You're going to go for it? Yeah. All right, well, now listen, you've lost your rolling hand token, so you don't want to see no red.
No red.
Let's stay in the blue. Roll something blue, my friend. I'm sorry, my friend. Thank you for being a contestant.
Thank you.
You're lucky enough to come out to Las Vegas, and there may be a chance you'll play for $1 million later on in the game, okay? Thank you so much. Todd Newton is with us right now, and he's got another lucky lottery winner with him. So what's going on down there, Todd?
Our friends at the Hoosier Lottery in Indiana bring us Kimberly. Kimberly, you're from Kokomo.
That's correct.
It has a very tropical sound, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does. Beautiful place, though, Kokomo, Indiana.
It's very nice.
And you're a domestic goddess there.
That's correct.
All right, but a little me time here in Las Vegas, it's good for the soul, especially when you get the chance to play for $10,000. Now, up here, you see I've got eight money bags for you. Two of those bags have $50 inside. Two have $100, two have $500, two have $1,000. You can choose any two bags you like. We'll look inside. If they have matching dollar amounts, you've got the $10,000. Which money bags would you like?
I'm going with B and C.
Let's go B and C. Right in the middle there, the top row. How much money's in B, please? B has $100 in it. If we've got 100 bucks in C, you got 10 grand.
Good luck.
How much is in C? Another $100, $10,000. Are you going to cry?
I feel like
I might cry too. We're going to cry, but we'll be right back.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
All right, welcome back to the Monopoly Millionaires Club. There's no mystery where our next contestant is coming from. It is going to be Teresa from the boot section. Welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club.
You.
And where are you from, Teresa?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville. You can't say Louisville. You have to say Louisville. You have to say like you have a mouthful of potatoes. Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville. Well, are you excited to be here?
I am so excited to
you
be
are.
Here.
You are. Excellent.
I bought one ticket. Didn't think I had a chance. And here I am.
How about
and
that?
It's awesome.
We're going to make a lot of money for you right now. All right, let's play Ride the Rails. All aboard. Right this way, my dear. Right this way. Okay. Here we go. With a little bit of luck and guts, you will ride out of here with $100,000. Okay? Anything you do win does get split 50-50 with the lottery winners in the boot section. Yay. So they're going to be rooting for you, right? All right. On the board in front of you are 10 railroad lines. Each railroad line has an engine and a certain number of cash cars ranging from 1 to 10 and a caboose. You select the railroad train. When the train starts moving, cash cars appear one at a time. Now, you can stop the train at any time by hitting that brake right there in front of you. And that is important because you see the caboose, before you hit the brake, you bank no money for that railroad line, okay? You select four railroad lines in all, and the value of each train's cash cars is going to escalate. And the final train's cash car is worth $5,000 each, okay? If you can get your money meter all the way up to $50,000, we are going to double that, and you and the lottery winners in your section are going to win $100,000 right there. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, pick your first railroad line. She'd like the Gulf Coast. All right, hand on the brake. The first train's cash cars are worth $1,000 each. We don't want to see that caboose. You ready?
Right.
All right, Gulf Coast, train is leaving the station. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. $5,000 right out of the gate. Very nice, Teresa, very nice. Okay, you want some money right out of the gate. We got to see how much cash you left on the line, though, because we got to see what train that eliminates. So, how many cash cars did she leave on the rail? 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000. Okay, 9. All right, so no other train is going to have 9 cash cars. Okay. So the 9 is off the board. Remember, it's 1 through 10, okay? Next train's cash cars are going to be worth $2,000. Which railroad line would you like to go with?
Short line.
Short line, okay. Short line into the tunnel, please. Okay, hand on the brake. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, train is leaving the station. 2,000. 4,000. Okay, let's get that 2 out of the way. Good attitude. Exactly right. You got 2 trains to go. The next train's cash cars are going to be worth $3,000. Okay. Which line would you like to go with next? What do you think, good section? What should you go for? What do you think?
I'm
going to
go with
B&O. B&O, the B&O Railroad. All right, hand on the brake. Your train is leaving the station. 3,000. 6,000, 9,000, 12,000, 15,000, $18,000. We have that $18,000 to the money meter. It takes you to $23,000. How many cash cars did she leave on the rail? 21,000, 24,000, 27,000, 12,000, 30,000. Okay, all right, so the 10 is now off the line, okay? All right, the last train's cash cars are now worth $5,000 a car, okay? So to get your meter to $50,000, you need to find a train with at least 6 cars. And then you have to have the guts to let it go that far, okay? So the 6, 7, and 8 win you $100,000. So why don't you pick one train and win $100,000?
Let's do it.
All right, what's it gonna be?
Let's do Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain, I got a good feeling about that. Let's hope this has at least 6 cash cars, okay? We ready to go? Boot section, you ready? All right. All right, Teresa, hand on the brake. Let's pray for 6 cash cars. Train is leaving the station. 5,000, 10,000. 15,000, 20,000, 2 more, 25,000. Exciting games. And now it's time to see which of our 5 players is going to go for $1 million. All right, we're going to see if either of our players who won money earlier decided to give up their winnings and the winnings of their audience section for a chance to join the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Gail, from the wheelbarrow section, you won $100,000. Did you decide to go for $1 million? Teresa, our other $100,000 winner from the boot section. Did you decide to go for a million? You both gave up the same amount of money. And since only one of you can play, one of you is about to be chosen at random to play for a fortune. Whoever's not chosen, you do get to keep your $100,000. You will split it with the lottery winners in your section, okay? Let's find out who's really lucky. Teresa, thank you for being on our show. You're going to split $100,000 with the lottery winners in your section. Thank you, my dear Gail. Join us right over here on the Go Spot. This is how this part of the show works. You have five rolls to pass go. If you can pass go in five rolls, you are going to split 50-50, $200,000 with the lottery winners sitting in the wheelbarrow section. How about that? If you can land exactly on the go space, you and you alone are going to win $1 million. All right? And wheelbarrow section, if she does land on go, you lottery winners will be splitting the audience jackpot, which today is at $200,000. There's a lot of money out there. Ready for the taking. Right out in the middle of the floor, you see the Monopoly Rock and Roller. That thing's gonna start shaking and the dice will start rolling. When you want the dice to stop rolling, you hit that button one time, okay? And then we will proceed forward that many spots. You got your mom's coin?
Yeah, I sure do.
Let's rub it one more time. All right, get the mojo on that. Here we go. Fire up the rock and roll. Let's get a big roll. Let's get a big roll. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How much is Connecticut Avenue worth? $4,000. All right, four rolls to go. You did give up $100,000 to play this game, all right? So I want you to get all the way around that board. Fire up that rock and roller. Let's get another big number. Come on, big number. What we got? Six, seven, eight, nine. Tennessee Avenue, how much is that worth? $9,000. All right, you're doing really good, okay? Three rolls to go. You got $13,000 in your bank. However, I want to warn you, you're 12 spaces away from go to jail. You don't want to land on go to jail because if you do, you lose all your money and the game is over, okay? So roll another number, anything but 12, okay? Fire up that rock and roller, please. Come on, yeah, you feeling it? All right, you a little nervous? It's okay. Yeah. Let's go. Another DM! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You have landed on Waterworks. Show me the nozzles. Which one of these would you like to pick? Because any one you pick is going to give you a gift. Which one would you like? Turn that on and let's see what's in there. How about a trip to Hawaii? All right. Now, you want $13,000, you want a trip to Hawaii, and you still have two rolls to get to go. Snake Eyes is gonna send you to jail. Okay, so we don't wanna roll that, okay? You roll boxcars, 2 sixes, you're a millionaire. How about that? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Atta girl. Fire up that rock and roller. Come on, big numbers. Come on, one roll, let's get this over with. One roll. Okay, 7. All right, we can live with that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're gonna take a ride on the Short Line Railroad. Where's she going? You're going to Fiji. You're going to Fiji. You're going on a very tropical tour, all right? Now, let me set this up for you. You have $13,000 in the bank. You've won a trip to Hawaii. You've won a trip to Fiji. You have one roll left. And guess what? You are five spaces away from $1 million. If you pass go, you're going to split $200,000 with the lottery winners in the wheelbarrow section, all right? How do you feel about rolling a five?
I feel great.
Yeah? All right, is that a good number for you?
That's my favorite number.
That's your
favorite?
Five is your favorite number? Yep. Fire up that rock and roller. $200,000. Let's pass go. That was amazing, Gail. You and the lottery winners in your section will be splitting $200,000. Amazingly played, my darling. Thank you for being on our show. Please join us again real soon right here on Monopoly Millionaires Club.